It's a good thing we check stuff like that. That's the kind of That's the kind of professional.
That's kind of audio excellence
we need to have now that it's been announced that we are becoming the house band for the reboot of the Jenny Jones Show.
Oh, dude, fuck that! I'm holding out for Ricky Lake.
Yeah,
we're not doing Jenny Jones, bro. We're holding out for Ricky Lake.
Oh, they're both queens, in my opinion.
I'd like it if she lickied the lake between. Sometimes I come in between my balls.
Your
and my
balls
ass.
And your ass.
I like to keep it there.
Nice.
I call it. Licky Lake. I call it the gentleman's secret.
The gentleman's.
I put my pack on. The secret of a gentleman.
The secret of the gentleman's secret of valley.
Yeah.
The valley of pleasure.
And, yeah, the hidden valley.
Yeah, that's where the name comes from.
The little hidden valley ranch.
It is,
yeah.
Oh, dude, I bet you if you, like a prospector's gooch, mm-hmm. like if you put some cum in there, it probably would taste really salty.
Mm-hmm.
It would be closer to ranch dressing than regular cum.
Keep it in there for good luck.
Yeah.
When you go out in the mountains, I remember when they discovered this load. LODE and then LOAD.
That's
you
right.
keep a load close to yourself, you'll find a load close to your heart.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Around the mountain, I've been prospecting for going on 185 years now.
Oh, this guy's alive right now.
Yeah.
I'm 785 years old.
Oh, so you're just a metal detector
how much
guy
pussy,
at the beach?
How much pussy did you get 600 years ago?
The doctor I went and saw him, and he said, I'm what you call a Dracula. More years ago, I figured I was bit by, at the time, I suspected was either a Chinese or Jewish feller, as I'd neither seen neither. I reckon I nearly seen neither in my life. At that point, it had been all different kinds of engines.
Right.
So except, of course, for engine classic. Mm. What's heretofore referred to as DOT.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So you have seen
I could
one
tell
of
you,
those.
I
you
can
know
tell
about
you.
Them.
I ain't got but three teeth in my head, but I close my eyes in the woods. I hear a footstep come on me. I can tell you the type of feather it'd be.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Be it Comanche, CU, Dakota, Fanning.
Yep, Dakota Fanning.
And I am Sam type, the rarest of all the Indians.
Oh, there's a tribe of
those.
The mentally retarded out there?
Yes.
The Sam Indians.
The low IQ Akoi.
Wow.
Well, so what are
some of your dealings with them?
What are you, low IQ Indian? This fellow here is low IQ.
Now, I want to return to the fact that you're a Dracula.
Yeah, what age are you frozen at?
I got bit by what I assumed was a vampire.
Right.
Yeah. And then to create a fleet of prospecting is what you would may refer to now as slaves.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I went around biting a bunch of the retard Indians.
So you've had
on account of my interest in creating a race of retard Draculas that I could boss around.
That's been an interest of yours even before.
That I could boss around
Dracula.
Some kind of mean girl, like the hottest one of the group.
So you'll never bite anyone that's not retarded, is what you're saying. Is that
right?
Wow,
that's...
You'll only bite
the
mentally disabled?
That is the cheapest labor I can think of.
Remember being in elementary school?
Oh, yeah, bang for your buck.
Remember being
real bang for your buck there.
In elementary
a
school.
A Dracula slave.
And a retarded kid accused me of biting him, which was not true. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Often in my life, I feel like early in my life, I was falsely accused of things pretty often.
Yeah, and it shaped your whole... Your whole worldview.
Yeah, that's why you have a real sense of justice.
And it's why I had to bury myself in tales of prospectors and Native Americans.
Yeah.
And live in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
But a retarded kid, I remember him accusing me of biting him.
Wow.
And the teacher believed him. And I couldn't use
believe all retards.
Well, I couldn't use a defense. I was like, that's disgusting. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not gonna put
I'm gonna become it.
I'm gonna put a
I'm gonna catch some of that.
Why would I want to put my mouth on a fucking retard?
Come on, teach.
And I got in more trouble for the defense. So all these people talking about fucking cancel culture.
Wow.
How dare you? You know how mean it is to say that it would be disgusting to bite a retard?
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest, yeah, that wouldn't be on the top of my list of guys to bite.
And then now I had to reinvent myself as a prospecky.
So I just love the fact that clearly that kid just accused you of doing something he does.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And they were just like, okay, mm-hmm. well, we have to believe him.
I'm trying to get cleaner audio for myself.
Cleaner levels.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
That sounds pretty good.
I try to make myself sound like Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
I may have said that in the past.
I like that.
Plan. From the animated series.
Oh, yeah. Voiced by Lorenzo. Hold on a second.
Lorenzo Lamas.
The cat's going somewhere it shouldn't.
Where's in the your cat ass? Going? Well, while Nick's gone, I caught a... We got a... On the United Airlines flight, we had free satellite television.
Wow.
So I watched the USA Channel's Father's Day SVU lineup.
Oh, nice. What was going on?
And in literally every episode, the father was raping his child. It was a real celebration of fatherhood.
Real father and child reunion.
Shit, was the Will Sasso episode on there?
Unfortunately not.
That was the best episode.
The best episode of SVU where the real father was raping his child.
Right.
Well, what's that? You flicked me?
Just for a second.
Okay. Well, it's nice to be back, you know, doing the stuff we love to do.
How was your vacation, Adam?
It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. How was the 2021 Tacoma Gay Sex Festival?
It was nice, dude. Me and the boys, we woke up at 6 every day, went surfing.
It's Toyota Fuck Month.
Yeah.
You come on down and they'll fuck you in the ass.
Yep. Toyota Fuck Month in Costa Rica.
Wait, they have the Toyota-thon. Who does Truck Month?
Chevy,
yeah. I think.
I'd like to Chevy my dick into your ass.
Dodge trucks are now. Okay.
You can go ahead and try and.
No, that's good.
Slide okay, back. I guess that's the kind of nugget of gold I'd find.
Okay.
In everyday conversation.
It's the bit prospect.
I'm out in the mountains.
Nick Mullen, the bit prospect.
Yeah, he's mining for bits.
I'm out in the mountains, not looking for physical gold. I live out there because I'm a child sex offender.
Yeah.
It's the only zip code left for
good old fashioned fellas like me.
For what they call a pedophile Dracula.
You know what? This is actually a very good framework to think of Nick as. He's the bit prospector, and all his brain cells are not capable of things like love and relating to another human being because they're all retarded.
That's cruel.
Indians.
Mm-hmm. That's a cruel way of
they're all retarded Indians that can only seek bits.
I would say that's an unfair and cruel way to think of it.
It's not his whole brain. But you have bitten, you have turned half of your brain like that, and the other half is, it's basically, you have one brain cell that's not a retarded, bit-seeking Indian slave, and it's Will Smith from I Am Legend. And it's, that's the battle raging inside Nick. He's trying to turn his brain regular.
What was going on?
I never saw the movie.
No, it's a guy and a dog, and no one else exists.
Exactly.
You're thinking of iRobot, not.
No, you're thinking about the pursuit of happiness.
I'm thinking of I Am Legend.
No, you're thinking of the pursuit of happiness.
It's vampires versus one guy.
Oh, vampires
and there's
versus
Nick's,
one guy.
And
okay.
Nick's brain.
But you find out at the end. Never mind. Stop. You're gonna
Wait,
get mad
are you
going
to spoil this for me?
I was about to.
You know
to,
what?
But
you can. You can. I don't want to see that.
You find out that the monsters are the good guys.
And then at the end, it turns out Nick isn't.
Warm,
he's good. Because at the end, it's the retard Indian brain cells that are the good ones.
Well, I did actually. Great song, dude. Great song.
Well, I'm singing about those retard Indians.
this is a Father's Day classic, this track. Every dad likes this song.
Nick's thinking of his children.
Son, I've made a life.
Out of beating up retards, biting them and trying to turn them into retard Draculas.
So if you don't mind saying, I can see you're out of aces for a taste. A
couple of extra chromosomes, but I'm up real nice.
So I handed him my bop.
It is truly one of the greatest songs of all time.
It's a fantastic
song.
It's
such a good song.
The lesson in it is timeless.
Yeah, I listen to that song and I'm like, I can't wait to be 65 years old.
Yeah.
And just smile.
Well, the best part of the song,
just hear the gambler come on and
it.
Smile.
We probably talked about it before, but just like what the scenario is in that song is he's just next to some guy on a train and he's like, give me a cigarette and some of your whiskey. And then he just drinks all of his whiskey and smokes, I think, his last cigarette.
Yeah, that is fucking
And then he's like, let me tell you something. I just play cards for a living.
And the trick is you got to know what cars to get rid of and what to keep. And then he dies. And then the guy just fucking dies.
Yeah, that's a rude-ass fucking... That's one of the worst Amtrak guys you could be seated next to. He takes your fucking cigarette, he drinks your booze, and then he fucking dies next to you.
In a regular world, that song would be called a mentally ill piece of shit.
Yeah, that's just a homeless guy dying next to you. You gotta know when
and
to
somewhere
fuck
in the darkness, the gambler he broke even. What a nice euphemism for dying in your sleep on a train somewhere.
Dying, breaking even. Yeah. That's true.
Because they hadn't checked to see that he hadn't paid the fare.
Yeah, I think.
And so then they had to deal with a dead body that was going nowhere other than the city plot. No family to collect his remains.
None of his children love him. Mm-hmm. He's got a small dick.
They don't know.
He gambled away their money.
It's like that movie, The Wrestler. If the character had never even wrestled,
and he didn't get pussy,
he was just to some fucking guy.
At least he fucked Marissa Tomei in that fucking movie. Yeah. This guy got no pussy, and his penis was small. You gotta have a bigger penis.
Your dick is way too small.
It's like a nice fat pussy.
Yeah, The Guy with a Big Dick by Kenny Rogers.
If you die with a small dick, you are a faggot.
I was on a train, and some guy with a big dick sat down next to me, and he took a look at my dick.
My little ass dick.
And he said, son, that's pathetic, but there's something you can work with here. We're going to trim up your pubes and give you a dick makeover.
And we're going to liposuction the fat around your dick.
We're going to smash your pelvic bone and have it surgically placed. And closer to your asshole.
We're going to contour your pubes to do the optical illusion.
We're going
to
cut your dick in half. And in the middle, put material from your thigh. We're going to medically extend your dick. And if anyone asks, you say, let's just turn the lights off. And that's the story of Harvey Weinstein. Steven said to me, we were just like eating dinner, and maybe there had been like 5 seconds of silence, and I forget what the conversation had been prior to that. It was about like, you know, I don't know, Will seems like he's doing well. And then silence, and then him being like, you know, I heard that Harvey Weinstein's dick was fucked up because I think it was because he was trying to make it bigger. And I'm like, well, Steven, what happened?
How long has this been bouncing around your brain?
He truly has a beautiful mind.
Well, it's like
if anyone wants a visual, it's our friend that looks remarkably like Geddy Lee.
It's like it doesn't produce its own thoughts. It's just like, it's
real
like
quick,
just changing.
My name is actually Get Hetty Lee.
That's pretty cool.
But we can keep going.
It's actually Bretty Lee.
No, it's Get Hetty Lee.
And you're married to Sarah Lee.
It's Get Hetty Lee. I am married to Sarah Lee because I like cakes and she's got big tits.
No.
But my name is Get Hetty Lee.
She married you for the life insurance policy. Because she knew how to kill you.
She knew she had 18 months.
Listen. Feed me cakes and smother me with your big fat titties. There's way worse ways to go.
18
than that.
Months of gritting and bearing sexual encounters with you before.
No, she's got a big smile on her face.
Life insurance.
And she wears a lot of. She wears red lipstick.
Son, I made a lie out of eating people's pussies, knowing if they were about to come by the way they held their eyes.
You gotta have a bigger penis
if you don't mind me saying. You look like a faggot.
Please move, sir.
Can I have $5? Can I have $5? I'm trying to buy a beer in the cafe car. I'm really fucking thirsty, and the cafe car is out of soda.
Yeah.
And I can't drink water Because the I've got a medical condition, and I'm not just trying to get drunk, but I swear to God, that's the only option.
It's what my doctor said. If
the doctors have told me that I have to drink legally, or I will go blind.
I will go blind.
So give me $5. Now, I'm not asking, motherfucker. I done sat down here before. You don't come at me like I came into your world. You gotta pay the toll.
Like I came into your world.
You no. gotta pay the toll. The get me drunk toll. If you wanna sit next to me on this on the Northeast motherfucking regional, I'm going to Boston to get pussy off Instagram from some bitch who's probably maybe 2 or 3 points lower on the scale than she looks in the pictures. But it turns out she's got a son, which I think means the pussy's ruined. But you don't have to care as much because somebody else already done the damage. Because
somebody fucked it up before you. But maybe there's a chance that the doctor sewed it up tighter. And maybe the pussy's actually medically enhanced. And
did I mention she's half Korean? The other half is Spanish. So I guess that kind of breaks even.
You gotta know when to go fold them.
At least she's not Jewish. No. Although sometimes that's nice.
It's not bad as a change of pace.
You know, just change it up and then you think about the fact that they're rich. And then it just becomes a rich person. It kind of offsets the
being Jewish. And sometimes you can fuck them.
The Guy on the Train by Kenny Rogers. I met some fucking guy.
On my way to get some pussy.
I was also getting pussy.
Both of us were getting pussy. But his dick was bigger than mine.
His dick was bigger than mine. But he seemed like a retard. He kept saying all this whack shit. To me, he seemed whack, but then at the end, he would save it.
He would save it at the end.
It was one of those guys you meet where they were taking L's throughout the whole story, and then right at the end, they'd put a stinger on it and made it nice. You gotta love when someone gets nasty with it. On what seems like a fucked up story. Talking about how they wound up in jail, but then in jail, somehow they meet like David Hasselhoff or something. I beat up my mom, and I was on probation, but then it turns out my probation officer was the fucking one of the guys that was in the Army with my dad, and so we start getting talking, and he introduces me to my dad, who turns out to be gay, but no one at his job knew, so I blackmailed my own dad. In a roundabout way to get child support.
But really, if you think about it, he owed me the money anyway.
He owed me the money, and I spent it on a semi I don't know how to drive. And now I live in the semi, illegally parked in front of Bennigan's.
From time to time, I get pussy from the ugliest bitches on earth.
This is my first time being on a train.
I'm gotta be honest with you, I'm scared.
I'm scared and I'm 37. I'm really only comfortable incarcerated.
When I get scared, I get horny. I hope that I don't fuck you. But if I do, I apologize well in advance. You gotta suck on a man's dick.
You gotta suck on his penis.
When you get scared.
This is a different part of the song.
You gotta use a man's penis a pacifier.
You gotta suck on my penis.
I'm gonna skip ahead to the part where I try and convince you to have gay sex with me.
You know what I was remembering the other day was... you know what? You keep talking for a second. I'll just pull a song up. I forgot we got the soundboard, a.k.a. my phone now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so, Adam, what's it like, man? What was it like being on a plane?
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your,
what's your name? Who's your daddy?
What's your name? Is it faggot? Faggot. Are you sure it isn't faggot?
Are you gay like me?
Because I heard that it's faggot.
Nice.
I heard your name was faggot. Okay, that was it.
Can I see your pussy? I've got to take you in
this time to fuck me in.
Can I see your pussy? I've got cash.
What else have we got in that little bag-a-rino, Adam? You know,
well,
saying, I've committed. I promise, I never again in my life will use either the hard R or the soft A.
Mm.
But the Flanderesian E-R-ino.
That's
what I get.
That's just the culture.
That's what I get.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I get mine.
I love the Flanders memes when he's got guns. Got the grip skediddly in case a beep gets silly. It's that picture where, what was that episode where Flanders is like about to, he's got like a sniper or something? You got the last macadamia.
That was a bad episode. Those were like,
I have chocolate covered coconut.
I don't want that shit.
It's a Treehouse of
chocolate
Horror.
Chocolate covered piña.
No. I want something more substantial, like macadamia nuts.
You know what we need is a chocolate-colored mayor.
Wow.
Here in New York.
Oh, shit. Adam came through with the chocolate.
That's all next. Well, it's not from me. It's somebody from Australia sent a bunch of...
Shouts out to the fucking Aussies, mate.
Uh-huh. You know what's very funny is, like, so they sent... They got... They're fucking... They're like version of, like, Wheat Thins or whatever, like, flavored Wheat Thins that are just called Shapes.
Shapes.
And then they had
Shipes.
These things that...
Shipes!
They were called Pods, which were just, like, Twix in a different shape.
Mm.
And it's funny that, like, everything... The only shit that has dumb, wacky names here is candy.
That's true.
Or
that's
snacks.
True.
It's all, like, snickerdoodles
right
or
you.
Whatever. Whereas in Australia, everything else has a fucking
stupid
name.
Yep.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. then their snacks are, like, instead of Pringles, they're just, like... Ovals.
Yeah.
It's a can of ovals.
That's when they're.
That's how you know it's
nonsense.
a truly retard country that
upside
they take
down.
Snacks seriously.
Mm. Well, yeah, I don't know.
They take candies seriously.
We're gonna have to get that crazy.
Yeah, look at this, Violet Crumble.
That's a good name.
Yeah, but in Australian terms, it should be called, like, I guess if they tried to give candy regular names starting off with Australian as the base language, they would have a stroke.
Yeah, it were crumbly wumbly.
Imagine their version of like a whatchamacallit.
Yeah,
if you're already being, you know,
if that's how you say, like, you know, that's what the
if you're going to
called.
Your version of Exxon
mm-hmm.
to get a whatchamacallit, and you're like, I've got to go to the gasawazzle-ozzle. The wazzle gasily doodly diddly reno.
What's all this then? I guess that's British.
That's British, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, what's all this then?
Come on, Adam.
Yeah.
Stop, dude.
Do you have any of those
English?
Those beeperinos?
Mm-hmm.
The Flanders.
Suck my fucking penis. It's so small. Can you find my little ass penis?
That's a great song.
The best is in between. People don't. Well, in between episodes where you get really lazy with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even thinking about it.
No, that's the true shit.
That's where the best ones come out.
98% of it, you're not even hearing.
We have started.
The basketball is my favorite sport.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like to fuck all the fucking guys.
Just put a zero in.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Yeah, that one I don't even remember doing.
It was basketball makes me horny.
Oh, yeah, basketball makes me horny. I want to fuck all the fucking guys. I don't even remember saying that the first time, dude. It was pure coming out of
me. Basketball makes me horny.
Nick and I were losing it when you said that.
Well, you were. I don't really lose it. I maintain my composure.
No, you were losing it.
No, I maintain
you were. It got you good, dude. It got you good.
Let me see your pussy for $6. Can I suck your penis? I am gay, and my penis is too small. Where's your dick?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Why can't I see your dick?
Why can't I see your dick?
I watched that Anthony Hopkins movie, The Father.
Mm. Oh, God, I don't want to watch that.
Piece of shit.
Really?
Absolute garbage.
It's not about...
People are saying he was good.
I don't want to watch
good.
It because it's...
good performances, but the movie's heartless piece of garbage.
Oh, I thought that would, like, hit too close to home.
Well, I mean, it's like...
I just don't want to see a man getting old.
A movie that offers a different perspective on Alzheimer's that it's actually bad.
Yeah.
it's brutal.
There are other movies about Alzheimer's. What? That are, they're all brutal.
What?
There was one about a country singer.
Memento?
What's his name?
Yeah. Well, that was a documentary.
That was a documentary. Oh, God. It's so fucking sad.
Brain of Holes. I think
it was Mind of Swiss Mencia.
Cheese,
about,
yeah.
about Graham Williams and Brain of
Graham
Holes.
Graham Williams. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
God. Yeah.
That shit is so sad.
Honestly, you should be able to just fucking... If you have Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
you should get a gun.
You know, be very
That's
funny.
What my mom because always said the, when we'd go to visit my grandma.
They got Alzheimer's, like this new, I guess, treatment or whatever that's been in the news. Mm-hmm. It's very funny to imagine somebody's grandpa or whatever, that like he's like, "Who are you?" They're like, "It's mm-hmm. Jeremy." But Dad, we're it's me, your son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, here's the pill that it's outrageously expensive. And it's mm-hmm. finally, we're able to like save my dad's memory in the last like year of his life and maybe get him back. And the grandpa takes a pill and he's like, "Oh my, Jeremy, it's you. I've been in a fog for years and now it's all coming back to me. And oh, Michael, my other son." And they're like crying and he's like, "And my wife, oh, she passed away years ago, but I remember her and I remember all of these things. And now I'm remembering my life working at IBM and, you know, my years as a computer engineer, it's all coming back to me in college and, oh, it's bad. And my elementary school, I can remember I was molested. I was, oh, my God. Oh, my.
I won't stop.
It's like, oh, they're like, what? And he's like, no, that, I guess that.
I got Alzheimer's to forget this.
This is part of that. That was maybe I should have taken half the pill. I took too much. And now I remember being a baby and shitting my mom's pussy. I remember the inside
bad.
Coming out of my mom's pussy and having to suck her tits for years. For years sucking like weird titty, like raw milk with blood and cum in it and snot. And my mom's titty.
Grandpa.
And my dead mom's pussy. I remember what her body looked like in the casket, but now I can't stop thinking about my mom's pussy. And they're like, "Put him down." The experiment didn't work.
Old Yeller.
I thought maybe I could invent an Alzheimer's medicine, but once again, I made a dying man think about his mama's pussy.
So you
this
like-
is why I need to go back to just being a prospector and Dracula.
A slave owner.
A retard slave owner prospecting Dracula.
Got my army of Waterhead Comanche retards.
Instead of messing around with all this science,
mm-hmm.
trying to prolong everybody's life, other than doing it in the simplest way I know how, which is just to bite them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. If I get Alzheimer's, I want my family to be like, "Grandpa, you were just getting pussy."
Mm-hmm. You got
every
so
time.
Much pussy.
They're like, "Oh, sorry, you're tired because you were just getting pussy from a woman that looks exactly like Salma Hayek."
Oh,
Grandpa.
I guess I did.
Back before, I suppose I did. Back before I started hating stand-up comedy because it doesn't do mm-hmm. anything. It makes me feel bad now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I tried to do a bit about like going to visit your grandma in the nursing home or whatever, and you bring like a bunch of like just fill her room with like with stolen art and a little lockbox with a bunch of passports and a gun in it.
Yeah.
And then you just convince your grandma she's Jason Bourne.
Convince her she's the Thomas Crown affair.
I used to have.
Oh, what is that? A cooler reference than Jason Bourne?
No, well, he's an art thief, so it's actually a more accurate reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Adam's a big Patricia Highsmith fan.
All right.
I just out-Adam'd you. How do you feel about that?
Feels good, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like sort of the master has become the
It's
student.
Crazy because actually you're both fans of Patricia Guy Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, thank a lady who just has an unfortunate
back.
Name.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, a hot
go
chick,
ahead.
Actually.
It's go ahead guy, and say something transphobic.
It's a guy named Patricia.
Yeah, go ahead.
And
go,
he sucks other guys off.
Stavros with his transphobia once again.
Oh, yeah. Patricia can't be a fucking man's
wait,
name.
Wait, can we go back
Pat?
To... Can we go back
Thank
to the
you.
Alzheimer's thing real quick?
How Mark? About it's cansphobic if you disparage a big titted
It
woman.
Is cansphobic.
Yeah, that's true. And I
and
will
if
not
I hear,
stand for that.
First of all, stop.
Okay, I don't like this.
I'm the one who
Stav
won't stand for that.
Stav is the first
that.
Guy to like tits in
it's
human
just,
history.
It's
we
not,
all
that's
know
not
that.
True, but look, I remember,
that.
By the way, years ago, who's the one who told me titty fucking was silly? Who was it?
He's not wrong. Still think that's true.
Get the fuck out of here.
I still think it is.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't need to.
Grow up.
As they say, a pig never forgets.
I just got back in.
They don't say that.
That's true.
And it doesn't apply here.
The memory of a pig.
First of all, pigs are very intelligent, but we've covered this.
And they're good at remembering.
I'm a feral hog. Yeah. I'm a boss hog.
Well, it's an expression. We're not talking about you. We say you have the memory of a pig.
Yeah,
pigs
you didn't actually have to call yourself a pig.
Pigs don't have a great memory.
I kind of feel.
Don't
come
you
on,
quiet
don't demean
down.
Yourself.
Don't try
this seems
that
like
mean.
This. Seems like some weird projection.
No,
girl,
no,
you need
no.
a little bit of self-respect.
Don't even try
okay?
and gaslight me, you two little fuckers. Okay, you both can suck my fucking dick. You're a little chipmunk and you're a little snake.
I can,
and
but
I'm
I
fucking,
won't.
And
suck
I'm the
your
fucking
dick.
Boss hog.
I could,
and I'll run my fucking horns through you, motherfucker.
Why does Adam get to be a snake?
Because he's treacherous.
But the snake is the coolest of all.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I'm like, I knew it would hurt your feelings.
Go ahead, eat
the
apple.
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
It does. You
actually,
don't like being
as,
a chipmunk.
As the mongoose, I can...
You're a chipmunk. You're not a mongoose.
Type of mongoose.
It's not and a type of mongoose.
Type of mongoose.
You're a little and fucked up chipmunk.
Can, no, the
it
mongoose
it's
can
in
kill the,
mongoose
the
family.
Snake. And the pig is...
And the pig will run his fucking tusks through whoever
the, pig,
the fuck
the pig
he
has,
I can dislocate
the pig
my
has
jaw
a little sailor
me.
Outfit and it's owned by a rich old woman.
Yeah, it does have a sailor outfit because it looks cool. And it just and it learned how to dress itself.
No,
but it's not owned by
it's
anyone.
A pig and a little
I'm the,
sailor
I'm
outfit
the king of the fucking
by,
forest.
By Gloria Swanson or
no,
something.
Oh, no, no.
Living in some.
I murdered. In fact, the pig murdered a
no.
fucking rich child
no, no,
and
no.
stole his
the
shit.
The pig is owned by an old woman with a bunch of old
no.
Hollywood
he does
money.
Fuck the woman sometimes. He licks a woman, the old woman's pussy
sometimes.
Come
here, Stabby. Ooh, Stabby wants kisses.
Stabby and the pig's squealing and crying constantly.
Yeah, you could just get
no.
molested.
It's
constantly.
Making fierce noises. No, no. No, no. It's going... Shit like that.
Yeah, and that's the noise she's making while
no,
she's
no,
molesting
no,
you.
No, no, no,
yeah.
The pig is having
snake,
consensual sex
snake.
With any woman it wants.
The
she's
snake
like,
sneaking up from behind
bling.
To deliver a fatal blow to the pig.
No yep. chance.
Thank
he's
you.
Being no ready. Chance because it's a garden snake. He doesn't have fuck. You
I'm
think Adam got
garden.
Venom? No,
it's
he doesn't.
A desert. He's obviously a desert snake
no,
of some
not.
Sort. An asp.
No, he's from Lithuania.
I'm from
dude.
The desert.
A black mamba.
No, you're not.
I thank you for getting it right.
Take,
I am Lithuanian.
Take,
a black
take,
mamba.
Wait,
even
can we go back to the?
He's
old
not
time
a black
wrestling?
Mamba. Not even close.
That's so, what. Well, it's a South African snake.
He's not South African.
I am. I'm Russian. I'm Eastern European. Okay. So wait, going back to the Alzheimer's thing. So
we don't have snakes, Russia.
In yeah, Russia,
I guess they're furry.
Well, they like
they got
like
a big
collecting
furry tube coming at you.
They like
so
collecting
fucked up. A snake
exotic
with hair.
Animals.
Yeah,
I hate that.
My dad tells a story. Speaking of Alzheimer's, about his grandmother who was a mean old woman.
Mm-hmm.
And
is she the tube hog of Cape Town?
No, no, that's my grandmother. Don't get it twisted.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so she apparently her eldest son died in the Second World War when he was
bitch ass.
He was a fighter pilot. He's the only hero
oh, yeah,
in my
yeah,
family.
Yeah, that's right. You lied about him. I remember.
He's
that.
No, actually, someone found the records of his death. I appreciate
he
whoever
died
sent
in Crete,
that to me.
Right?
Yeah, he's buried
yeah,
in Crete.
He found that he saw a picture of Adam and he killed himself.
No, that's not true. I wasn't alive.
He was surviving.
That was in the Second World
he was
War.
Surviving. Yeah, he
he's
was
my father's name.
He was
my
maimed.
Father was named
he was
Adam.
Maimed.
Like, this
and
is
he
what
was living. He was surviving on a Greek island, and then someone showed him a picture of baby you, and he was like, "Oh my God, my great grandson is the gayest thing baby I've ever seen." My life.
Her eldest son died, and then she became a hard old bitch, right? Uh-huh. She like went to her bedroom, and she was mean the rest of her life because she was brokenhearted.
Mm.
And when she was dying, she was going through dementia. And when you go through dementia, you return to your childhood. So my dad like went to go visit her to say goodbye, and she was in the stage of her childhood. When she was living
back in
Lithuania, and she asked my dad if he wanted to come to the forest with the rest of the boys in the village to watch her lift her skirt up for everyone else.
Fucking slut.
Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
She was like, she was trying to fuck my father.
That's awesome. Did he do it?
No, he didn't fuck his mother.
Shh. Loser.
And then another story, which is horrific. I think I texted it to you guys, but mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever said it on the show, is our family friend, her father was going through dementia, and you returned to your childhood.
And he was living in a retirement home in Boca Raton, Florida.
Beautiful.
But in his mind, he was in Auschwitz.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me this.
He was in Auschwitz.
Auschwitz, Florida?
He was in Auschwitz, Florida. Jesus. He thought that he was in the camp.
If I was Ron DeSantis, I would pick the most Jewish town in Florida and rename it Auschwitz.
That'd be so sick.
Because they're like, I'm too tired to deal with this. I don't like it. But
now this is an outrage.
This is, it's rude, but I'll tell you what, I'm too tired to do anything about it.
Damn, that sucks. I love that you're, was it grandma or great-grandma?
It was my great-grandmother.
She was getting her pussy worked over by in the fucking
she
forest.
Was, yeah, she was going to lift her dress up for the boys in the village.
She said, ooh, I got a Charlie horse in my pussy.
She was probably fucking on all fours getting spit roasted.
She was literally the cum dumpster of villainous.
I got a Charlie horse in my pussy.
You think
pussy
they fucked
hole
her in the ass because they didn't want to come in her pussy?
Well,
I got a Charlie horse in my ass.
My dad only tells me that story because one time I said to him, I was like, yeah, you know, like people in the olden days didn't fuck, you know, like I was like, now kids are fucking when they're 13. He's like, no, he's like, my grandmother used to lift her skirt up for the boys in the village and her pussy off.
I think there was definitely in like the 1910s, 20s, people were fucking. Then everyone got uptight and like post-World War II, everyone had to be like all proper and shit.
Pre-Hollywood code, post-Hollywood code.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 50s, villagers were 50s, fucking like animals because they were closer to animals.
They were, I mean, yes.
You know?
They were.
But
tribalist animals.
That's right. Yeah. If I think a good way to get pussy would be to go to a nursing home with a bunch of bitches with Alzheimer's and dress up in a World War II uniform and come back and be like, we beat the Japs. Time for some fucking pussy, ladies.
Yeah, you put on a sailor outfit and make one of them dress
we
up like
did
a
it
nurse.
Yeah. We did it, gals. And then you just take your dick out and then they go fucking hog wild on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pass it around, dude. Like it was the victory cigar.
Like it's a peace pipe in that retard Indian
community.
Yeah,
like exactly.
They just have a lollipop they all share.
The peace pop.
Yeah. Many moons have passed since I last saw my brother. Let's count them. One. Well, it was many.
It was a lot.
Let's say it was several moons.
Oh, fuck, dude.
The eagle flies down the mountain. You could just take regular like Native American poetry and say it in Down syndrome voice and it sounds.
And it checks out.
Yeah. The eagle flies down. They're just describing what animals are doing.
But
that's like all of their art.
Yeah.
But in beautiful, simple language.
Yeah, with like a woodwind.
This
instrument
is going to be one of those things that gets me in trouble.
Playing
but
in the
imagine colonization of North America never happened. Like they figured out 1,000 years ago, you just need to leave people be.
Mm-hmm.
But then we still somehow developed the internet. And so there is like some degree of cultural exchange. In the entirety of North America
No.
Was just people like, you know, they have like whatever England has is just like bullshit about like King Arthur and all this dumb shit.
Yeah,
and then
it's like,
well what are the Native American poem and it's it's like the eagle flies and then lays eggs. And then the dog barks.
Yeah.
And the river goes watery.
That's probably all.
They're like, okay,
true.
Well, let's see. What do you have another poem? They're like, oh yeah, let's see what we got.
Yo,
here.
I got tons of stuff.
We got a lot of stuff here. Let's. This one's about a turtle and a fox. The turtle moves slow and goes in its house, which is also a backpack.
Yeah.
And the fox, he's quick and brown, and he jumps over a lazy dog. It's like, no, you stole that one from keyboards. You stole that one from Microsoft Word. They're like, okay, fur, you got me.
Well, what do you guys want to talk about? nice shirt, you homo.
Yeah.
That's a tight-ass shirt.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can't say that, like, they wouldn't have come up with a couple of other ones. But then you do look at other, like, isolated tribal people that didn't develop like, what is it called when there's like an excess of agriculture or something? Or,
I don't.
Did Native Americans have that or not?
What?
They didn't have like farms and shit.
Yeah,
they
did.
Yeah.
Well, they had crops, but it's not like they would produce like an excess of it and then use it to like
the Mayans invented.
No, not Mayans. I mean like
you're talking about Iroquois.
Yeah. Like the shit around here is named after.
I'm sure some motherfuckers did.
Yeah.
I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
I mean, I don't know anything. That's what I'm asking.
My guess is you're wildly wrong.
I think
is that they probably did.
I know what you're talking about.
And they probably had like long ass.
It's much funnier if I'm right, though.
Much funnier, of course. I want to believe you're right, but I do probably
I don't think you do. I think you want to think that they had the internet here. They were driving around in Teslas.
No, I want you to be correct.
It's going to be funny in 10 years when Tesla's gone. That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, so much for electric cars. And then guess what comes back?
What's that?
Fucking muscle cars, dude.
Oh, mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
We're all driving hot rods.
Yeah. Hot rods.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Mm-hmm. That's going to be
cool. It would be funny if they just found, like, a lot of fucking more gas or whatever, but it was they found a way to just make it clean.
Mm-hmm.
That would be tight. If we didn't have to change anything. Global warming didn't happen.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
That would be tight. If
not only that, but we get to have muscle. Like, it's actually better to use more gas. Yeah. We do get muscle cars. A
couple of Mustang Sallys.
I would love to have
them. Yeah. Well, we need to shift the burden to zero carbon emissions to developing nations. So we invent, like, a carbon tax or something. Or just penalize, you know, developing
the
economies.
The Chinese and the Indians.
Basically, every third world country, they should be in a period of permanent arrested development in the name of saving the planet.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Where they can, you know, just be like permanently indebted to giant like green energy, like you know, development funds or just you know companies that basically get to own their entire energy infrastructure, so they don't do something evil like you know, use cars, but then we get to have them.
We get to do that. To be clear,
we get to have because it would be ridiculous to just roll.
What
out.
Are we supposed to go back?
Exactly.
They're already in huts.
Yeah.
I got a house.
Mm-hmm.
I need the AC running.
I'm not going to go.
My
to
balls
a hut.
Get fucking hot.
I agree.
We already have to deal with all the fucking Native Americans here.
Yeah.
Why should we have
poems.
To deal with all the Native Americans in India? Also?
Yeah. So true.
They have cool stories.
Yep.
That must have been annoying to be like,
yeah.
They're
they have
like,
Goro guys.
They're like, oh, okay, let me, you think we're the same guy.
Yeah.
First of all, we have every spice. You were trying to find different way to get to the other side of, because all of India is basically a big grocery store.
Yeah, that's true.
And you couldn't be fucked to walk from one side to the other to find spice. You say, well, let's, because it smells bad. We understand.
Right.
That you're going, you have to take a boat to go. I mean, what the fuck? What is stupid? They're like, what if we found a different way to India that takes a million times
longer? They just assumed it was just a next door, but you just have to sail that way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They thought the world was so much littler.
Yeah.
It was smart. I got to give it to them. You know what's crazy?
I would have tried it.
That was a great idea, like to be like, let's give it a shot. But they put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they took one flyer on it. They were like,
well, they ran into South America and they were like, damn, we're going to have to go to the bottom.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go. Might as well. I'm so pissed. We need to do like maybe 200 or 300 years of slave trade. And this, we'll set this up to do slave
stuff.
Yeah,
and take all the gold.
And then we'll continue our journey. And then we're going to pretend like this is India.
When did England get to India? Because they were there, obviously. Gandhi and all that shit.
So when did they colonize them? India? I don't know exactly.
If America was
from the 1600s on.
When they got there in the 1600s?
The British, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They got to India?
I think Europeans got there before.
Yeah, what was the last empire? The Mughal Empire was the last one before. I have no idea.
The Jaiho Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Jaiho?
It's the dance at the end of Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
Anyways.
Not interested.
I guess
you want me to ruin that one?
To not do history and try to get back to the joke here, but imagine you're some fucking Indian guy.
Yeah.
That's just, he's got all these spices. You got cool hats.
So many books
also,
about
the only
pussy.
Group of people really kind of carrying the torch as far as like cool stories instead of science. Because that's like the real dialectic, I guess, in history is like, people that want to be like, but what actually happened, aka fucking fags that ruin any kind of movie or whatever.
Yep.
And then guys that are like, man, so there was a battle.
Yeah.
Some guy.
Heaven and hell.
Heaven and
it's
hell.
It's always evil, good and evil. There's always getting pussy involved.
All this cool shit. And then the Native Americans are the worst of all of them, where they're just like, you know, it's like a turtle or something.
The spirit of the sky.
There's a sky. They just describe it in literal terms, but then they don't do either science or mysticism.
I'm interested in...
You're saying they don't have a good enough imagination.
Are there Native American
They don't have
tales.
An imagination, and they don't have a scientific mind. And it's because they're just smoking weed all day long.
Which is cool. I have to
give
them
that. Makes them cool.
Let me say
they
this.
They don't have spices either.
They had bison, though. You got buffalo burgers all day.
Up? Yeah.
Yeah, they were eating
They are truly Americans. It is very funny that, like...
They were.
Well, if you think about it, only in negative
terms...
They
were the first persons.
The pushback against that, like, Santorum statement that they didn't really, influence any of American culture. If you consider that Americans are mostly lazy, meat-eating boars...
Mm-hmm.
That
diabetic alcoholics
who love gambling and fucking like and football. I mean, then yeah,
yep.
Then yes, they contribute.
Let me ask you this: do they have a myth where you get pussy? Like, do they have a Kama Sutra?
No, none of it's sexual. It's all just bullshit about like
no, they were, like
they gotta have
no. It's all tortoise in the hair kind of shit.
Why the ladies have their titties out then?
Because they were too lazy to put on shirts.
Come
That's
on.
True. That is true.
Dude.
I heard that.
They're fucking... They're just like, I don't feel like it.
Uh-huh.
Native American sexual myth.
I guess one of the most...
we're going to get to the bottom arena of this one.
I guess one of the most famous Native Americans was just a chick that gave pussy to a couple...
That's half of them.
Couple of
For Native
guys.
American, sex didn't come with guilt. I'm liking this.
It is funny because like women don't get any credit. They mean white women because Sacagawea is on the money and she was just a whore.
She was sucking off Lewis and Clark.
She knew directions too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a fucking...
She was like...
Her clit was like
was
a fucking
because,
compass.
That's because she'd been to every guy's house.
Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, I used to...
Her clit always pointed north.
Kind of trailing off when explaining why she knows a certain neighborhood. Oh yeah, I knew...
Nothing.
Nothing. Just turn here.
Okay, so I'm reading this... which is called From the Fair Observer.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, for Native Americans, sex didn't come with guilt. And it seems to be kind of breaking everything you were saying instantly, where it says the Wendat formed a loose confederacy.
Look, I got a Wikipedia,
of
mythologies,
smaller nations or
mythologies
tribes.
Of the indigenous peoples of the Americas. And the image is like a wolf talking to a cat.
No, I'm saying...
like,
I'm saying...
A cat that's just in a tree. It's like, yeah, a coyote and a possum appear.
Okay, I mean, I'm just like, talking about the Wendat, and they said they were a horticultural people growing corn, beans, and squash. So
horticultural, yes, but not agricultural. There's a difference.
I don't think there is.
I don't mean... They didn't have, like, big fields where they're producing an abundance of, like, of
most
resources
of,
to then, like, barter
most
with.
Most of the work, well, the horticulture, the planting, weeding, harvesting, and grinding was done by women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the guys went out to hunt.
The most important social unit was the clan.
So they're racist also.
You belong to the clan of your mother, not your
the
father.
Fucking, it's the only time they're putting on clothes is to go around scaring black people.
You would call people of your generation brother and sister.
That's nice.
Let's get to the point where it's the pussy part. The fuck?
Yeah, what's the pussy part?
A woman's choice. Adultery happened, but the person would have to be of a different clan. You can't fuck in the whole...
you gotta fuck some other
guy. It makes sense.
You gotta
get,
go to
you
another
You get your
town.
Hall pass and a motherfucker you'll never see again.
Area
I love
codes.
That.
It's not cheating in different area codes.
It must have... Yeah, I got
they
hosts in different area codes.
All right, here we go. Iroquois mythology, because this is the one I'm interested in.
It must
in.
Have been difficult to the right place as each our house belonged to a particular clan.
All right, here we go. Look, I went
to
Iroquois mythology.
There.
First thing, Wikipedia. And I don't know any of this shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the first image here, a 19th century decoration of an unidentified ship, an Iroquois Indian sitting on a turtle in reference to the great turtle that carries the earth.
Wait, so your objection is that they use too many animals?
It's always
just the stuff that's
it's
around.
Like, yeah, well, the sun was put up there. There was the
and
great,
you think in India they have like eight arm guys
that are blue that went to
that
war
is cooler.
With each other.
It's
that
cooler.
Is cooler.
It's,
yeah.
it's anthropocentric.
Okay,
which is what mythology should be. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't just be like,
what's our ship? The guy made a big boat. because it rained a lot?
Yeah, Christianity is also pretty gay. Honestly, it's not that good.
Yeah, but that's not like we get also the Greek stuff and the Egyptian stuff,
which is good.
There's a lineage there.
I guess.
Okay, so
Greek stuff and Egyptian stuff was cooler.
The world turtle, also called the cosmic turtle, is a...
That sounds pretty trippy, dude. Cosmic turtle.
Look at this dumbass turtle, dude. That's got, like, elephants.
Elephants inside of it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There were elephants in America?
Okay, how about this?
We didn't have elephants.
There's some kind of sexual thing. There's a ceremony here.
All right, let's
see. In the Huron country, there are also assemblies of all the girls in a town at a sick woman's couch, either at her request, according to a vision or dream she may have had, or by the order of the shaman for her health and recovery. So if a bitch is sick, they get all the girls, all the like young girls and women,
to
and they
jack
say,
off?
No, they come to the sick woman's house, and they're like, when the girls are thus assembled, they are all asked, one after another, which of the young men of the town they would like to sleep with the next night. Each names one, and these are immediately notified by the masters of the ceremony, and all come in the evening to sleep with those who have chosen them in the presence of the sick woman from one end of the lodge to the other. They pass the whole night like this while the two chiefs at the two ends of the house sing and rattle their tortoise shells from evening till the following morning when the ceremony is concluded. Bro, they try and fucking heal an old sick bitch
by
with
fucking
sexual energy. That rocks. I'm all for the Wendat, dude.
I think that's pretty cool.
It's called the Who Dat?
Wendat.
The Wendat.
Oh. That's like a New Who Orleans.
Yeah, it's from the New Orleans tribe.
That's the Belize.
The big timers. Manny Fresh is the chief. It is important to note that it was the young women that did the choosing, not the young men. See that? A woman's choice.
I like that too.
That's an awesome ceremony. He wished for a white dog ceremony. The ceremony of the Anda Kwandar, a mating of men with girls, which is made at the end of the feast. He specified that there should be 12 girls and a 13th for himself. Nice. The answer being brought to the council, he was furnished immediately with what could be given at once. House real big, cars real big, dick
real big, everything real big, yeah.
Imagine like John Smith like coming to the neighborhood. They bring him into the tent and they're like, we will show you our culture.
Rich bitch, I'm a fucking big time king of the hood, everything wood. Look like a forest in that bitch and I'm a pud. Masses over set, big open deck. Hardwood blows in that bitch that connect from the front to the back. Nigga top deck, 6'15" in the motherfucking deck. Push that button, microwave oven. I'm just getting started, pimp, you ain't seen nothing. Is that a fish tank, bro, in the middle of the dash? Yeah, pimper, don't put your fingers on my glass. Got a two-lane bowling alley.
Yes, girl, sir. You know I love you and I'm there for you. I got some new shoes and a bag of health for you. Girl, you know I love you and I'm there for you.
This goes
I got
out.
Some new shoes and a bag of health for you. Girl, you know I even want your kids for you. I got a new purse and a new wig for you. Girl, you know I love you, I go hard for you. I even hustled up a food stamp card for you. I said, bitch, don't think you're all that. I can hit you from the back for some wing check. I said, bitch, don't think you're all that. I can hit you from the back for some wing check. I said, let me find out you trying to act gossip, did it. Let me find out you wearing bootleg titties. Let me find out you got that pussy on the loose. Let me find out the nigga got you with a boost. Let me find out you still rocking flip phone. Let me find out that bitch ain't need much on. Let me find out that Gucci purse not real. Let me find out you got the internet deal. Let me find out a nigga brung you on Murray. Let me find out the fuck you're cheering for me. Let me find out you funny with the stamps. Let me find out to drink while you get cramps. Let me find out you have the spanks that hurt your gut. Let me find out you're something bigger than your butt. Let me find out some booty pads in the meat. Let me find out they got real booty meat. Let me find out your man selling bricks. Let me find out.
So, Mr. John Smith, welcome to Native America. I want you to meet my daughter, Pocahontas. She paints all the colors of the wind, if you understand what I'm saying. And by that, I mean you're allowed to, you can put it in her ass.
You can fuck her any of her holes.
You can put it in her ass if you'd like to. We smoke weed here, by the way. We smoke mad weed.
We puff mad clouds.
Yeah, the whole, that's why, like, you know, all of our religion is like, you know, wow, fucking there's like a dog.
Yo, imagine if the turtle had elephants in
Yo,
it.
Yo, dude, can you imagine? What?
Nothing.
No, the world turtle thing is like a universal thing. That's so they got it. Yeah, they got it in India.
Oh, they really? Got turtle.
They got it in China.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where you know how it's like the English have dragons and then we have dragons.
Yeah, but they're dragons.
They're Chinese dragons. Yeah, the Chinese dragon is like the English dragon. It breathes fire and it's fucking. It looks like a kind of like a lizard dog sort of thing.
Yep.
Whereas the Chinese dragon is like just 15 different guys.
Yeah, it's like it's got whiskers.
It's got it looks like a Chinese cat. It looks like a Chinese cat that's having like some kind of autistic fit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Mr. John Smith? In the club right there, the one that's popping on her head while she holding the chip. Your baby mama in the club right there, the one that's popping on her head while she holding the chip. I say, let me find out your baby mama is a groupie. Let me find out she got that Botox booty.
Let me find that shit out.
Let me find out.
Mm-hmm. Let me find out you set the pussy on the loose.
Yeah.
Let me find out your old man wears sandals.
Let me find out he watched a Lifetime channel.
And by the way, if any girls are out there listening, I also have new shoes and a bag of hair for you. Yeah. So hit me up if you're interested in that.
A bag of hair.
Fresh bag of hair, dude. We're going to get you looking right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Straight off an Indian child's head.
We're going to get that Yaki, that Brazilian. We got some Ecuadorian shit for you.
I got a good deal on some hair.
This is very funny. So it's like a list of legends for Native American.
The flying head.
The do you do know? Hell no. The do ohako. The Joe Gao. Gao in the winds. So sun do what?
So sun do what? Flying head. Flying head is
I love that.
Flying head rocks. Ohako, dude.
And the Jidoti Kawato.
See what flying head is?
I mean, it's probably just a head that flies around.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not.
So it might be getting your dick sucked in a cloud. I'm thinking it's the sure cloud it's from Dragon that. Ball Z, from Dragon Ball when Goku had the little cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's that, but you're getting your dick sucked by Bulma on it, and that would be awesome. That's my religion, actually.
This is the flying head. It's basically a McDonald's character that just sneaks up on women and scares them.
Oh, he scares them?
It looks like Sweetums from the Muppets.
It actually does. Yeah. Bitch! Suck on my dick.
The hell no. I love that.
The hell no. Hey, no.
It's just the Eddie Griffin religion.
Am I getting the vaccine?
Am I getting the vaccine?
If there is one person I would bet my life will never be vaccinated for anything, it's Eddie Griffin.
Well, I mean, he's so funny, dude. He's like talking about, he's like, oh, the Johnson & Johnson thing, it was like killing people. So they took it off the market, found out why it was killing people, and they're like, okay, now we know, and then put it back on the market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They didn't change anything. They didn't do anything. I didn't look that up.
What is
it? I'm going to go with Eddie.
Yeah. I would definitely trust Eddie on scientific matters such as that.
What is that? Because of the Baltimore factory?
No, I don't know.
There was like a Baltimore.
Yeah, that was also happening.
That was awesome. That was hilarious. Baltimore just mixed up.
Putting Old Bay in there.
They were like mixing up the batches together. And they just fucking them up completely.
Yeah.
Bitch.
It's the Charm City.
Yeah, Harm City, 360, 350 plus bodies a year, bitch.
Love it.
You couldn't make it over there. You're too soft.
I'm looking at a 350 plus body right now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're looking at it. Today was a weigh-in day. Yeah. You're looking at a 265 body.
Oh, boy.
Thank you very much. Bitch, I sucked on a dick.
They call Stav's tits the weigh-ins, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to put each one on the scale every day.
Stop
for
this
what reason?
To see because then they fight.
They're about to. It's a gotcha.
Speaking of the
Darius Rucker Essentials on Apple Music. Nice. Who comes up with this shit?
Speaking of the Wayans
Essentials on Apple Music.
Oh
A journey through the career-defining catalog of some of music's most influential artists.
That's so horrible. I'm sorry, everyone. I took my headphones off. I'm sorry you're listening to this.
Apple Music presents the Darius Rucker Essentials.
He's a country musician, though, right? After Hootie.
Suck my penis like a wagon.
Fuck my pussy like it's a girl's.
Use my ass like it's a pussy.
Fuck me in my ass like
it's
a girl's pussy.
Oh, fuck my asshole.
Yeah, I really like that song, Faggot Wheel.
Fuck my mouth and my ass, I'm gay.
Speaking of the Wayans, I watched.
How about the Brands brothers?
Yeah,
the what?
The Brands brothers.
Brands.
Brands, like sucking dick. Brains.
Oh, brains.
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 Yeah,
gotcha. That's good. That's awesome. You know what movie I want to see?
I watched White Chicks in the Hotel when it was raining outside.
A lot of people don't know that I had sex with the Wayans brothers.
Is that so?
I had sex with every one of the Wayans.
Yeah.
Brothers.
Honestly, you could tell me like half the Wayans were gay and I would 100% believe it.
I think there was, I mean, that was half the jokes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's I've heard there's some credible, there's just some of them.
Well,
are
I hate to cut you off,
still.
But that's an hour.
Oh, yeah. We're